thought it was, for me, a very much improved performance. I think anybody was here had said that. And obviously we're disappointed to concede the goals in Atlanta we did. But, you know, from start to finish, I thought we'd really get about the game. Scored two very good goals ourselves. Could have added to that. So I think there's a lot to be pleased about. Disappointed not to get 3 points, but obviously for the fans that came along today and backed the team and got right behind them. They were great and a real credit to themselves. So, but again, we're up and running against that point. We look now to go and win their cup game and then obviously a big league game next weekend.
You mentioned Craig Conway, and you have done in various games this season already. That was some hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we know he's got that in his locker. He's, for me, epitomises everything you'd want from a Blackburn Rovers player. He wears his hat on the sleeve. He's hardworking. He's industrious, and he has quality in the back of that. And I think if you can have 11 Craig Conways in your team, then you're going to do very well. So I thought there was a lot of good performances today. Craig, obviously, I thought from start to finish was outstanding. He did a big job today because obviously Burton Albion have shown to be a very good side, as you know. And Dyer causes a real threat in the left with his pace. So we swapped Craig on that side to help Lowy with that. But equally, we knew that there's a big space in that side as well when you do get the ball. And we utilised that really well. So in terms of how we prepared and looked at it, then today that went well. We're just frustrated that we've given up the two goals that we did.
I know that you're so stretched in terms of central defensive options at this moment in time, but I think the highest compliment I can give Scott Wharton is if you were coming here today, I don't think you would know it was an 18-year-old young man making his debut.
I've got to say, I thought from start to finish he was the most accomplished player in the park. I thought, and you, as you know, you've been with me all pre-season. He's played all the games pre-season. I've got extreme confidence in him. I'd know when Shane was suspended during the week, I had no doubts in my mind that Scott Wharton would step in. Gordon Greer would move to the right. Scott would come into the left. He's got a nice physique to him. He's got good pace. He's got a terrific passing range. And he'll learn his lesson. I mean, the only thing that went wrong for him was he was outdone in the jump for the equalising goal. But the kid was outstanding today. And he's got to continue listening, learning, as he's been doing. And I've said before, I mean, I love working with young players because we feel that we can develop them, we feel we can grow them. And I feel coming into Blackburn Rovers, which we all know is a huge job, given really the last number of years, it's probably been going the wrong way in terms of on the field for the team, that we had to address one or two things. And what we have to do, I think, is find stability, find a plan that can move us forward. And the foundation of that will be young, talented players mixed with good, experienced players to give you that balance. And really, it's to give you a solid footing. The easiest thing in the world is, you know, to try and find if that money's there and go and sign six experienced players that help you for 6 months, and then you're back to square one. We have to find a way forward for this. I mean, this is such a fantastic club, full of history, full of tradition, and we have to find a platform and a base to move this club forward. I certainly know how to do that. And all we ask is the opportunity to implement those ideas and take that on. So, as you see, the young Scott Wharton, these players know exactly what we're wanting to bring. And if you look through our team, it was a nucleus of young players today. You know, Jack Byrne, Sam Gallagher, and even with these young ones, when we bring them in the loan, we bring them in the loan with a view to actually buy them at the end if their clubs will allow us to do that. And, you know, young Henry, another young player. So we're continuing to try and get good quality young players to mix with that experience and give us a team that can be competitive in the Championship.
You mentioned a big word there, stability. That is what this club has been crying out for, not for a year, not for 2 years, probably for six. And that is where the big problems are from a supporter's point of view, Owen, that they want stability, that they want improvement, they want a sense of how this club is going to move forward. As the manager, how do you portray that across to them? Because it must be the most difficult part of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think you're right in the respect of, I mean, I think in terms of the fans, because they come and they support the team through everything that's happened at the club for whatever reason. And they're here there again. They're hearing the numbers. They're getting behind the players, which is so important. And all I can say is I always do is that we certainly know how to find a way to do that because we've did it before. And it's finding that, as you mentioned, stability. And that's what we have to do. We have to find a way and a platform that the fans can see, well, OK, we're looking as though, team-wise, we're getting a solid base that we can grow. And, you know, the young players that can come in can be assets for the team and everything moving forward. And equally, have those players that can make a difference. Because while we're doing that, we also understand as well that you have to win football games. So we certainly know how to go about it. It's, as I say, finding those pieces of the jigsaw to give that stability so that the fans can look and say, well, you know what, I think I actually see you know, a plan, I actually can see something that's going on. And that's it. But remiss of me not to do that. The easiest thing for me to come in, as I say, go and get all those experienced players that give you a quick fix for 6 months. And then come January, we're back to square one again. So what I've tried to do is find those young players we think can grow and develop with the ones we have and take it on from there. And the other thing, Andy, as well, as you know, I mean, every day I'm tirelessly working to try and bring players to add to the squad. We're still, I think, a couple of areas of need in terms of the squad. So I'm continuing to do that every day to try and get those players that can come in and help the Blackburn Rovers. And equally, the fans can look and think, yeah, I like them, they wear their hat on the sleeve, they're giving everything we've got moving forward, and that's what we have to do.
Forgive me for sounding like a broken record. Is there any interest in the last 48 hours more in Marshall and Duffy? And are you any closer to bringing anyone else through the door?
Well, I'll answer the first question, I think. The answer to that is no. I mean, there was, and I mean, you ask me a question, I'm never evasive. I'm always open with you and honest as I always will be. There was, as you know, 3 weeks ago, the bids for both lads were turned down. And that's been the last offer, written offer that's come into the club. Now, of course, there'll be speculation, conjecture, because there's outside interest and in terms of outside parties have got an influence in players and everything else. But from where we sit here and chat just now, that's been the extent of it. I thought Ben Marshall did very well today. I thought he worked the socks off, showed a lot of quality in the ball.
Probably his best today, would you say?
Well, again, we've sat down with extensive chats, as I did with Shane. And Shane Duffy never went out the other night to make mistakes, score own goals. And I've got to tell you, I mean, the boy was beside himself to fall into really, really down. I had a really good chat with him and explained to him that the only stuff Shane can control is what happens in the field. So the out stuff, and they, you know, somebody's in your ear, well, it's family, whether it's agents, whatever it's telling you this and that, he's got to block all that out. And that was the same chat I had with Ben. You can only control what you do in the field. And if you do it in the field, then you've got Blackburn Rovers that are desperate to keep you. And if you're doing that well, then you're going to have all these other clubs that want you as well. So that's where they're, I think, in a strong position to play really well. So the other stuff, you've got to park it to the side and concentrate on your football. I've been there myself and as a player, knowing there's different stuff's going on, and you've just got to make sure when you enter that field, you're focused. You're, as far as I'm concerned here, they're ready to give everything for Blackburn Rovers. And if you're not, then unfortunately you're not going to play. We need a team that's committed, a team that's wholehearted, to give us, back to our earlier point, that platform and that basis for moving forward.
And just a final one, has Shane got a battle on his hands to get into the side for Tuesday after the performance today?
Well, I think when you look at that, they've all got a battle on their hands now, because some of them really stood up and be counted today. And I mean, you've seen it today. Young Sam Gallagher came in and did really well the other day. Anthony Stokes had to sit on the bench. Danny Graham started. Stokes came on for Graham. We need competitive edge all over, Andy. We can't just have people think, I turn up and I play by Blackburn Rovers. That's not how it works. We need, as I say, and it goes back to whatever you want to call it, the plan or whatever we're trying to put in place. There's got to be competitive all over the field that nobody feels are guaranteed a game. They've got to know, they're looking over their shoulder, if I'm not playing well, X, Y and Z stepping in. And that's where we need to build at the club, so we have that strength and depth, but the platform to move forward and be competitive.